Hello and welcome again to some more verse-by-verse Bible teaching. We sure hope that these messages are blessing you. My name is Matthew Monona, and along with my wife, Victoria, we are the owners and operators of the Wash and Word, and we have that business for the sole purpose of bringing forth God's Word and doing it in an unorthodox manner, and that is that we are outside of the four walls of the church, and we bring these messages to you through the radio station that we broadcast here at the Wash and Word. So if you're in the parking lot area of the business, you can flip to 107.1 FM and you can hear these verse-by-verse Bible teachings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're located in the Powell Shopping Center on Highway 11W in Church Hill, and we want this area to be known as a place that you can go to hear God's Word no matter what time of day, no matter what's going on in your life. If you need to hear a word from God, you can pull into this parking lot area, tune to 107.1 FM, and you can hear a word from God. And that's the crux of this ministry. So let's get back into it. If you have any questions, you can go to washandword.com. That's wash, the letter N, word.com, or call 423-920-0913. That's 920-0913 if you have any questions. But everything you need to know about the ministry or about the business, you can find at washandword.com, including all of our archived verse-by-verse Bible teaching messages. So if you've missed any leading up to where we are today, you can go to the WashingtonWord.com website and download and listen to those for free. And where we are today is in chapter 12 of the book of 1 Corinthians. And we're going to pick it up in verse 8, where Paul left off. And if you've been following along, you know that chapter 12 has kind of turned a page in Paul's teaching as he is now delving into the spiritual gifts. And the first seven verses, he talked mainly about the concept of the gift themselves, mainly being that he didn't want the church to be ignorant of what the gifts were for. And more important than the individual gifts themselves is the function of the gifts. And of course, that's what we looked at in our last message, was the three different functions that the gifts of the Spirit serve, but we won't go back into that. So let's move into verse 8, chapter 12, 1 Corinthians. And it says, Paul's about to give a list here. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. And to another, faith by that same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. Another, distinguishing between the spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. And all of these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And he gives them to each one just as he determines. So we see a small list here. It's not the only list we find in the New Testament of the different various spiritual gifts. In fact, if you take all the lists that do show up in the New Testament, I would venture to say that the gifts of the Spirit even venture beyond those mentioned by name. Because again, the Spirit encompasses the entirety of Christ, and Christ encompasses the entirety of the world. So really, can humans really put a list to the different spiritual gifts? No, God can use his Spirit however he deems necessary in whoever he deems necessary, just as he says, the last three words of what we just read, just as he determines. But looking at this list, we see there's wisdom and knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment, and then speaking and interpreting of tongues. So let's kind of look at them briefly in this order. So we have wisdom and knowledge. And I'm grouping those together because they're pretty close in their definition or their meaning. Peter tells us that there are two types of gifts. There are speaking gifts and serving gifts. So looking at wisdom and knowledge, these would fall under speaking gifts. And so the word for message is the word logos, which simply means written word, okay, where we get our where we get the meaning of our word, logo, meaning the written word. I hope I explained that. I can say it again if you want, but I won't, because I think four times is sufficient. So what that is basically saying, that to glean from Scripture, the Word, using knowledge, and then applying that gleaning is the use of wisdom. Okay, so this is, again, why we can tie these two together. Knowledge, in a sense, is gaining or gleaning something from Scripture, and then wisdom is applying and using that knowledge, whether that be for yourself or, as oftentimes is the case, a word of knowledge for someone else. Sometimes the Spirit will give you a word that is for somebody else. Now, we love to use this as a way of, come on, let's be honest. When you sit there and listen to preachers, or you hear a teaching and they're talking about some different types of behaviors that we shouldn't be doing, or the flesh and that kind of thing, what most of the time the first thing that pops into our minds is, oh, this is for so and so. Yeah, this, oh, I wish so and so could hear this. But listen, just because we have a word of knowledge for somebody at times doesn't mean that that word isn't for us as well. And so the next one he talks about is faith. And some of you might say, well, faith as a gift? Well, yeah. I mean, the Bible says that we are all given a measure of faith. So every person has been given a measure of faith. But do you ever wonder how some people just seem to have so much faith, even in the midst of dire times? And you wonder how they could be so faithful with so much going on in their lives. Well, now you know why. Because while we all have a measure of faith, some are gifted with a spiritual gift of faith. And this is the ability to stand firm and withstand no matter what is happening around you. And faith is an interesting gift, because it's one of those gifts that can be given to you as a primary spiritual gift. It is also given to you in a certain measure just for being human, but it is also a gift that can grow with your maturity. And so as we grow in maturity in the Lord, our faith will also continue to grow. But there are some people that will always be more endowed with this particular gift. Kind of like the gifts of helps. You know, we all have an ability and a gifting at times to help one another or help a person in need. But for some, it's just a gift. And helping is something that it just comes so naturally. And that's another list when we'll talk about helps another time. The next thing he mentioned is healings. Healings. Let me ask a question. Who can heal? In other words, who has the gift of healing? Who do you know that can touch your head with their hand and you be healed? Well, can I answer that with a kind of a direct answer? I venture to say nobody has the gift of healing. Well, Paul just said that to one, yes, it is a spiritual gift, but like any other gift, it is a gift given by the Holy Spirit. So any healing done through a person is being done through the gift of the healing. So no person has the ability to heal, but some people have the gift of the ability through the Spirit to heal. So there's a difference there. This is why those faith healers, and you know, they tread a steep precipice, and it's also a very it's a very high controversial subject when it comes to the gift of healing per se, and I did that with air quotes, you can't see. But through that gift, God can use a person to heal somebody. And this can be done on three different levels. That is, there can be a physical healing, a mental healing, and most commonly, a spiritual healing. Coming to Christ and being saved is a spiritual healing. And so, in a way, wouldn't the gift of evangelism be a gift of healing? If you are able to, through the gift of evangelism, lead someone to Christ, they are spiritually healed. So healing is one of those interesting gifts that I'll call it fluid in a sense. The Bible says that in the book of James, if we are sick, that we should call the elders, we should be anointed with oil, they should lay their hands on us, that we should be healed. But again, these faith healers, as they're called, were most likely given this gift. But I can't think of a more dangerous and difficult gift to be endowed with. How do you remain humble with a power such as this? No wonder why oftentimes these, again, air quote, faith healers often fade away, even the legitimate ones. All right, moving on. The next is the gift of miracles. This gift is what it says, a gift to do miracles. I find that it is a very rare gift. I've yet to see something of this on a consistent basis. I personally don't know anyone with the gift of performing miracles, unless you break down the word miracle into various different aspects. But we're not going to get into that because it's not something I think that is going to help anybody in our teaching today. So we'll move on to the gift of prophecy. First, let me explain what prophecy is not. It is not about telling and predicting the future. Okay? Widely associated with prophecy is predicting the future because biblical prophecy, especially in the Old Testament, often looked ahead. So when we think of prophecy, we think of foretelling the future. And while that's a part of it, because all the Old Testament was pointing to the incarnation of Christ, the New Testament all points to the return of Christ. But the heart of prophecy is basically just to know and reveal the heart of God. And that could be done on any type of level for any circumstance, whether it be current or future. The next in the list is discernment. Discernment. Simply put, this is the ability to detect a phony or false doctrine. And I hope that no matter who you listen to, whether it be your own preacher, especially me, that you would take what you hear and you would apply a measure of discernment to it. And that is just the ability to apply truth from a lie and be able to see the difference between the both. It is the ability to have a keen sense of right and wrong. And because it is a spiritual gift, God often reveals these things long before the evidence of them is apparent. It's that type of gift that can spot trouble or have a red flag in different people of the world who, you know, have acted out on those behaviors, but you're able to see it ahead of time. And even the subtleties of being able to call out people like Joel Osteen and other religions that are leading people astray, that is the gift of discernment. And then there is the gift of speaking and interpreting in tongues, always a fun issue to bring up in Christian circles, but because my time is running short, I'm not going to get into this one. We will go into much greater detail on that in chapter 14. And so finally, as we kind of tone down this list, the end remark is probably the most important. He says, all of these, verse 11, are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. And so they are the work of the Spirit, not the work of fill in the blank or put your name here. And they are given to each person, not as that person sees fit, but as God sees fit. We cannot choose, request, or determine when, where, and what our spiritual gift is going to be, do, or say. You can't demand it, nor can you deny it. But I will end by saying this. If all of the gifts are given by the Holy Spirit, and all believers are endowed with the Holy Spirit, then every believer possesses every gift. Did you catch that? You are endowed as a possessor of the Holy Spirit with every single gift. Now I say to you, go and make yourself available to the Holy Spirit. Let God use whatever gift, whether it be your prominent gift or any gift underneath it, let him use it to his glory, for his purposes. Can you imagine being used by the Almighty God for his almighty purpose and plan? Well, that's what we were called to do, friends. So let's lay our lives down at the foot of the cross and say, Lord, use me, send me. Well, again, I hope these messages are blessing you. If you have any questions, come by the Wash and Word. Let us know you're listening to these messages. And again, go to washandword.com if you have any questions. Have a good day.